This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report on affordable care renewal time and the puzzles for workers. The window is now open for new signups under the Affordable Care Act. This time around, there won't be any do-overs or makeups, I'll bet. The administration is already soft-selling the numbers and predicting less than 10 million enrollees by the end of 2015, dampening expectations both tactically or determinately. This is also the renewal time for last year's enrollees. The earlier guidance from DC had been to just let your plan automatically renew and you'd be okay. Now the new message is that everyone needs to start shopping on the Marketplace website to try and find the best deal. Generally, the average of national insurance increases is relatively modest, but some renewals are as high as 20%. Furthermore, there are some new companies entering in different states and reducing prices to catch up with some market share. So there may be bargains if you take the time and go on. Cross your fingers and hope it all works this year. There will be fewer navigators, so in many places you will be on your own. Less money from the program this year, and what programs that were funded are beating the bush in the nooks and crannies of the countries for new enrollees that were missed last time. Interviewing Kim Bobo, the executive director of the Chicago-based Interfaith Worker Center on Wage World on KBF FM 88.3, she was recalling the old tradition in some large cities in the USA where churches and synagogue basements once housed workers' centers that were designed to give people advice on these kinds of programs. There's not much of that now. Kim's network of 200 worker centers are focusing appropriately on wage theft and basic rights, but this Obamacare is complicated and not easy to add to the menu. Local 100 United Labor Unions is using our experience as navigators during the first year to establish citizen wealth centers in Houston, Dallas, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Little Rock to support our members in their communities. But there's no question that demand is going to outstrip capacity everywhere, and confusion reigns. There are some questions where no amount of research or direct calls to CMS and other experts have yet given us confident answers. So this is all a bit of a call for some crowdsourcing help. The employers, over 50 workers, are coming under the mandate this year, and these high deductible plans are spreading, as are so-called skinny plans and other offerings that may not even meet the basic requirements, yet are likely to dominate lower-waged work and the service sector. There's a penalty for employers of $2,000 per worker if they offer nothing or an unqualified plan. That much is clear. There's a higher penalty of $3,000 per worker, though, if that worker goes to the marketplace and buys insurance there and gets a subsidy. At the same time, corporate consultants are telling bosses to audit their workforce to establish that they covered 70% of the workers and offered plans to everyone. Makes it seem like they have to hit 70% or over, doesn't it? We need to know for certain. Here's where we've suddenly gotten bogged down as we look at some crummy plans and whether or not there's an organizing campaign that might be possible by having workers desert the company's bad plan for the marketplace where they might get both a better plan and a better deal. We really need to know, yay or nay, whether or not workers might have some leverage in pushing for a better plan if they deserted the company's pretend plan and triggered penalties individually. And if workers were able to organize more than 30% of their co-workers out of the plans, does the whole crummy corporate plan fall like the house of cards it is? Good question. Like I said, it's muy complicado, but vitally important and important now. If anyone out there is confident they know the answer, let us know ASAP. This is Wade Bransky. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.